Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Ground Zone Radio. It is Saturday, January 24th, and we are coming to you live from New York City. I am Zara Green, your host, my co-host, Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in so that he can say hello and we can get this party started. Come on in.
Happy Self-Love Saturday, everybody, both our regular Grown Zone crew, our growing Grown Zone army, Team Grown Zone, welcome to you. And those of you who are new, listen, settle in. This may be your first time listening, but it won't be your last. Listen, we want to invite you to really become part of this community. First, you want to go to GrownZone.com, sign up for our e-newsletter that goes out sometimes a couple of times a week, definitely once a week, and you'll get an invitation to our private Facebook group, which has been growing by leaps and bounds. And you can go to GrownAdvice.com to get access to all of that. But the Facebook group, I got to tell you, this is a private group. But it's not just me and Zara sharing what we share, but it's everybody uplifting and supporting the personal growth of everybody in the room. And so it really is amazing, so you should join that. Also, we would be remiss in not letting you know Loving in the Grown Zone, our book, is doing really well.
Yes.
We got maintaining a 5-star customer reviews at Amazon, as well as at Balboa Press, our publisher. And we urge you to buy the book, read the book, write a review at Amazon or Balboa, wherever you bought the book, and spread the word.
Yes.
We are now in the midst of our formal media and marketing campaign that we're still putting the final touches on. And by the way, if you're a blogger, we're doing a book blog tour.
Yes.
And if you want to be involved in that blog tour, go to lovinginthegrownzone.com. You'll get information. We'll start updating you on what's happening with that.
The site itself for the book, lovinginthegrownzone.com, it's still kind of y'all know we tell y'all before we tell everybody else,
right?
So it's not completely finished yet, but the for bloggers,
the blog tour
piece, and it is lovinginthegrownzone.com/4-bloggers.
Yes.
Then you can get more information about being part of the bloggers tour. And we've got to set up a private Facebook page for the bloggers, as well,
yes,
so that you can get even more information. So those kinds of things are still not quite there yet, but y'all can start to look at it, you know. So you can start to think about exactly what you want to do with it, because we've got different prompts so that you can, you know, start thinking about what you want to write about and, you know, that kind of thing.
And the goal is not with us, it's never just about selling books. It's about advancing this mission and message, and in this case, driving traffic to your blogs and letting people know your views and your opinions about what you're doing. And I won't say too much more about this because Zara's like trying to keep me from giving up too much. But we got a Twitter party coming up that you're not going to want to miss. It's going to be the bomb, including
Can we tell them yet? No, let's not. Let's not tell them. Let's keep them in suspense.
We'll just say there's going to be a major celebrity host for the Twitter party who's agreed to do it. He's very excited. It is a he. He's been a Grown Zone supporter for a long time. He's very excited to do it. So just stay tuned. Sign up for the newsletter. Join the group. The people in the group learn everything first. And on Facebook, and we're just letting you know there's a lot more where this came from.
Absolutely. Okay, for those of you who have been with us the past couple weeks, you know we've been hitting this hard. This is part 3 of what it really means to love yourself. Choose grown for 2015. That is what we're giving you, is information, some tools, some resources, some things to not just think about, but giving you some markers. That's how I look at every time we do this. Every week, we are giving you some markers for some reference points when you encounter different things in life. So what we did for the past couple weeks is, there are four things we focus on in the grown zone for the things for you to really areas to pay attention to in your life that are going to keep you advancing, that are going to keep you moving closer to making grown decisions and to do it on a consistent basis. And those areas are regarding your body, your money, your home, and your heart. So the first show, because this is part three, the first show we focused on body. So you need to go back and read that. Go back and listen to that.
And body is your physical health and your sexual health and your powers of procreation.
Yes. So really go back and listen to that first show. The second one we covered last week was money. And, of course, I handed that off to the money expert, the money mogul in the group who really understands this, all this personal growth stuff. He's been at Black Enterprise for almost 28 years now, and personal finances is what he does well. And what he realized a long time ago is that people understand the rules of money. It's easy to learn those. And as we say all the time in the grown zone, there's a huge gap between mental ascension, those things that you understand how to do, and actual application, those things that you really do. And that is where the personal growth gap is. And so that's why we focus on the personal growth sides to being able to really do make next decisions better with your money.
The truth of what I've discovered both in my years of Black Enterprise, as well as I am the host of Money Matters, a syndicated radio segment for American Urban Radio Networks, is that the money mistakes people make usually is about foolery, emotional foolery.
Yeah.
It's about financial foolery. It's about buying things, spending things, doing things that you know under normal circumstances you wouldn't do, but suddenly when you think you're in love or you want love, you're trying to get love, then it seems like that's okay to do it. So when we talk about protecting your money, we're talking about protecting your financial health and stability.
Yes. So go back to that, and of course we shared one of the articles on GrownZone.com, 8 Money Moves You Shouldn't Make for Love.
Yes.
Y'all, you really do want to go and get that, okay? This week, we're talking about home. Next week, we're probably going to hit heart. What we realize is we ain't getting no more than one of these in at a time.
Yeah, we're going to focus on hope and do heart next week.
So home, and home is huge, y'all. Home is about safety. It's about peace. It's about creating an environment that you want to live in.
It's supposed to be your safe haven of healing, restoration, joy. You know, maybe you've been out working all day. Maybe I do the commute in the morning and on the way back home. And then you go to work and you got to accomplish things and you got obstacles to overcome and people you have to work with and things you have to do and things you're going to have to
do. For many of you, it's a struggle.
It's a struggle and sometimes it's a battle depending on what you do for a living.
Yeah.
Then, and I tweeted this from the Grown Zone account a little while ago, you get home. And if you're living a grown, healthy, self-loving life, you're coming home to a safe haven.
Come on now.
But too many of us are coming home to a prison cell.
It's a place of horror.
To a house of horrors or to a war zone.
Mm.
And in our book, Loving in the Grown Zone, one of the questions we tell people to ask themselves when considering whether or not they have good love is when they hear the key turning in the door or when they're turning the key in the door, does their heart leap with joy and anticipation or does it tremble with fear and trepidation?
Don't know what you're
about to
encounter.
You don't know what you're about to encounter
on the other side of that door.
In your own home, that's supposed to be a safe haven.
Mm.
So without getting too far ahead, I want to say this one thing. Drama, danger, disrespect, evil cannot take up residence in your home without you having invited it and accommodated it.
Mm.
And as a grown person, it is your job, and this is what we're going to be talking about during the show today, to regulate who gets access to your home. And it shouldn't be a long-ass list.
Come on.
Your front door should not be a revolving door.
because you think, and this is the case for many people, you think that, oh, you've been blessed with a home, so you have to bless others whenever they're in need, and you are responding to other people's needs. We talked about that last week. You are responding to other people's needs instead of establishing standards that are not just going to protect you, but are going to protect everybody in that house. I said this last week, too, and it applies to home as well. When you talk about creating a safe haven, then it's a safe haven not just for your current, but for your former self.
Yes.
So whatever you need to heal from your former self, then you need to create a home that makes that possible. The other thing is, if you are a parent, then it is your responsibility to create a safe haven for all the people you're responsible for. So if you've got some children in your house, and too many people, not just men, not just women either, men have been violated in their own home as children. You were violated in your own home, and some of you still haven't told anybody about that.
Yep, yep.
You're still suffering from that. Well, listen, you have a responsibility to make sure that that home is a safe haven. I'll tell you something my father always told me. And this isn't to say that that there aren't safe places that your children can go, but you have to come from the mindset that the only safe place is your house until you learn something different and do your due diligence to make sure that where you release your children is safe. My father would ask me, when I asked my dad when I was younger, "Daddy, can I go spend the night at so-and-so's house?" His response was always, "You got your own bed to sleep in," because he did not, that was the only way he knew he could protect me. My desire to go and spend the night at other people's houses that he did not know was not enough for me to be able to be released from from the safety of the home that he...
The safe haven he created for
that's
him
right.
and his family.
That's right.
Let me spin this another way for younger adults, the younger adults in the grown zone, many of you who may be in college or you got your first apartment or your first, you know, because some of you are just letting people run up and in and out of your house because you've grown now, and we differentiate that you're not grown. You may be adult, but you're not grown. So you grew up, and maybe...
But you can make grown decisions.
You can make grown decisions.
Come on.
You don't have to wait to get old to get grown.
That's right.
But here's what I'm talking about. You are letting people run up in out of your house willy-nilly because maybe you did have parents that was like, not just anybody can come up in here, not just anybody can spend the night. You know, maybe you were in a dorm, and they had rules in the dorm, and now you got your own place for the first time, and you just like, yeah, if I want my boyfriend to stay over, if I meet some girl at the club and I want to bring her home because she's fine, it's okay because I'm grown now. And you are letting evil and unhappiness and insecurity and disrespect up in your house, up in your space, because it's not just the house that you own. It's wherever you lay your head on the daily basis.
Yes, if that's in the dorm room.
Exactly. Your dorm room is your home until you get another home. So it is not appropriate, it's not safe, it's not secure to just have people running up in because they turn you on or they think you're cute or you look cute or you have a love connection or sexual attraction. This is whether you're 25 or 45,
and
it applies. And I, you know, Zara and I watch a lot of investigative crime television, true crime TV on Discovery ID and Fatal Attraction on TV1. And what the thing that drives us crazy, that one of the common themes is how easy it is that people let people up into their houses.
Mm-hmm.
People moving in together, people spending the night.
Or even just inviting them. When you invite a stranger over for dinner and then things don't work out and you find out that he cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over dinner,
now
he knows where you live.
He knows where you live. He knows how to get in. He knows where stuff is. Or she.
Yes, because they cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs too.
Exactly. So you have to be very conscious as a grown, healthy person, as a self-loving person, that every time your father said every time Dick and Harry shouldn't know how you moan.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to make sure they heard that. My father would say all the time, ladies, and guys, this applies to you too. So, you know, that old thinking and that old teaching you got that, you know, if you got to put a bag over her head, you just don't turn it down. That's love. That's why we got our society is so screwed up right now. You got to change that. But my father would say, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is not supposed to know how you moan.
And I would say every Tina, LaQuanda, and Shirley should know how you moan either. But by the same token, every time Dick and Harry shouldn't be up in your home.
That's right.
That should be an honor. That should be somebody has earned to actually, wow, she actually let me in her house.
Mm-hmm.
Or he actually invited me to his apartment. That should not be, we met, sparks flew, we about to get it on, come on home to my place.
Right. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Because there are several areas that I want to make sure we hit. We've talked about a lot of them. But this, y'all, when we talk about home, this is not just about, protecting your broken heart from somebody who has hurt you.
Exactly.
It's not just about that.
Right.
It's about making some decisions based on some standards that you set to yourself and establishing some boundaries so that before somebody crosses them, you already know where the line is. People are confused about what to do in situations when somebody broached their inner space because they have not predetermined boundaries.
Yes.
And you need to have some predetermined boundaries. So we talk about your physical safety and your physical security and those that you are responsible for. So,
that's literally a matter of life and death.
It's so a matter of life and death. Because
how many people are murdered in their own homes people they invited in and slept with?
And people that did right, that they know, it was love when they began. Alfred created this meme that I don't think people are taking seriously. Because we get all kind of stuff retweeted and reposted like crazy. This one is barely getting any kind of attention, and it's the one that matters the most. It's the one where he has a upper and a bottom image. That upper image is of two people who are oh so in love, and he says, this is in the beginning, where they're so in love. But at the end, on the bottom, it's an outline,
a chalk outline,
from the murder victim. And he says, and this is how it ends. And he says, if this is the case, then love didn't do it. Stop calling it love. That is not love. And unless you start changing the conversation about what healthy love is.
You tell him, baby.
And making some decisions so that you are protected at all times and you're not just floating in the wind like a fart in the wind, making decisions on feelings because you think there's some chemistry, you let somebody in, you screwing like crazy, now you find out he's possessive, but you thought that he was in love.
You got to stop telling yourself that love absolves you of your responsibility to protect yourself.
Come on.
You got to stop telling yourself, well, I'll be the exception. You got to stop telling yourself, it can't happen to me, because it happens every day to people. You can't tell yourself, well, it's love at first sight, so it's okay.
Mm.
You can't tell yourself, oh, we got sexual chemistry, so we're just doing what grown, healthy people do when there's sexual chemistry. You got to stop telling yourself that and use that as an excuse to make yourself, to allow yourself to become vulnerable
to strangers.
To strangers. They are still strangers.
Okay. All right. And we still got all kind of other stuff to go through. Molestation and abuse and, that failing to protect yourself and how you go about protecting yourself. So, baby, but we already...
Go on, baby. Hit the break.
All right, y'all. We're going to take a break right now. And you know what we do. We usually have a song break that ties into everything we're talking about right now. And this is Stephanie Mills. We had to go a little bit old school.
Mm-hmm.
With home, because home really does need to, something needs to ring with you right now that says your home is not just where you lay your head. Your home is really your safe haven.
I'll just say this. If you can hear this song and look at your home and you don't see the same thing, then you got work to do.
You got work to do, and that's okay. We got you. We're going to hold your hand through it. All right? We'll be right back.
I've been knowing when that
talking about love, affection, protection, restoration, peace, joy, laughter, fun. That's what home is. Whether you live in a dorm, a shack, a castle, or a mansion, what home is.
Come on. If you live in your car.
That's what home is.
With somebody.
Now, let me make a very important point, and then my baby's going to bring it home. You don't need a mate. You don't need somebody else to make your house a home. That is your responsibility. So many of you are saying, oh, I just need to find the right person to be happy in my house. No, your job is to make your house a home based on what's healthy for you, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, and then only those who reinforce, enhance that space should ever cross your threshold.
That's it.
Zara and I can count on less than two hands how many people have been on our front porch.
Come on.
Then that number drops to single digits who gets into the foyer.
Come on.
That drops to single digits who gets past the foyer into a living, a common area, a kitchen or a living room or dining room. And upstairs?
Yeah, that's okay.
Take my children out of the equation? Nobody should be all up in your house. And it shouldn't be in double digits.
Absolutely.
Of people we wanted to say, let me forget in our bedroom.
Yeah,
our bedroom is for us. So you got to start, and I'm saying, whether you live by yourself or you have children or you're happily married,
People
shouldn't be all up in your space. There shouldn't be people who know everything about what your house looked like and what you got in it. That's how identity theft happens. That when you have financial problems, things disappearing from your house and people breaking in, it's because you got people running all up in your house, and that is your safe haven.
I almost don't even know where to go from all of that. I tell you, here's the bottom line. I know that, you know, there are a lot of people who are very social, and you like to have barbecues every Sunday, every weekend and that kind of thing. You know, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with you, you know, being social. We're not saying that you can't, because Alfred would like to have far more barbecues than we've had. That's the truth. I'm the one who's really just not about all that. so we'd have far more people coming through here if it were up to him, because he's just social. Now they would be first level. They wouldn't be, you know, second level. They might not even get to the basement, depending on what, you know, until we build that out and let that be a play space. But y'all just really. You need to take a step back and say, who do I allow in my house that brings anything other than peace? And sometimes that can be family.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever is coming into your house that's not making it, that when they leave, then you've got this aura. Because when people enter, they bring all their energy with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're left with it. I mean, your walls absorb the vibration. I know that might be too deep for some of y'all, but your walls absorb the vibration of the people you allow in it. So you have to be very selective about whom you allow in your space. And here's the
and
other
don't
thing.
Don't feel guilty about it.
No guilt at all. Here's the other thing, because I got to keep hitting this with children. Your door cannot be a revolving door when you've got little people in it. It can't. There are so many people know the moment that their children changed, and if they really think about it, they can think back to who they had in their space when their child made a turn, when they went from being childlike and having fun and being free and being open and able to be playful and just allow the spirit of God, whomever it is you believe in
God,
or call your God, because we all have that spark of God that we're able to live very fully until something happens. And it is in that moment. So as long as you can allow your children to be that and you protect them, then that is your responsibility. You cannot allow people across that threshold who put little people in danger.
Emotional danger or physical danger.
You've got to protect them. That's your responsibility. Okay. Why? because molestation is real. Molestation is real. People don't like to talk about it. Molestation is real, and it's not just on your girls. I know too many people, family members and all, who have been sexually violated as young people. And I know men who today struggle with their own sexuality, not because they're not sure that they're straight, but because there was some stuff that they haven't dealt with from back then. And so many of the men that you all are encountering don't know what to do with that, have never dealt with that. You have to protect little people because molestation is real. And after it happens, you have to...
That's a form of evil invited into many homes.
Absolutely. And you have to deal with that, y'all, because I'm going to say this and I have to leave it alone, but I got to drop this on you. Once molestation has happened, you can't treat it as if it has not. Because once you have been introduced to sexual stuff and a child has been introduced to sexual stuff, then you have to deal with the stuff because some of it is enjoyable. Now I got to leave it alone and keep it moving. You can't act like it didn't happen. Okay. Abuse, protection, and murder. Now that's real. Baby, I'm going to cast this back to you.
The point we're trying to make, whether it's molestation, abuse, disrespect, murder, physical violence, emotional violence, is this all, in most cases, if you look at case files, these are things happening in the home and being perpetrated by people who were invited in.
Yes, indeed.
Invited in and told to make themselves at home prematurely. Or sometimes you saw the red flags before you invited them home and convinced yourself it would be different once they got home.
It's going to be different.
So you got to stop telling yourself that and realize that self-love, loving yourself, means protecting and guarding access to your home.
Yes. Not just for you, but for everybody who
anybody who makes a home in your
home. Who makes a home in your home. Okay? All right, baby. Like always, we didn't hit it hard and...
Yeah, I don't want to miss part four when we get into heart, which is your emotional security and safety.
Mm.
That's where a lot of this all rooted in.
Now, y'all go back and listen to this show, okay? Go back and listen. Get your pen and paper out and do an assessment on how you have not protected your home and what you need to do now. Because some of y'all need to kick somebody the hell out, okay? Or you need to pack your
or
stuff.
Or you get out.
And
it doesn't
get
matter.
The hell out, okay? All right, that's all we got time for. Until next time, live and love
in the grown zone.
Because you never know what life is going to take you and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30 and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can. Painful things I thought that I would never make it through. Filled up with shame from the top of my head to the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm dropping these bags, I'm making.